Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I don't have a happy story, so if you don't want to hear this, it's about Ernie Jones, just don't listen. Shut off the podcast now, don't read the blog, and don't pay attention to any of that. Just pay attention, and I appreciate Tower Safety, towersafety.com, for being my sponsor, and that my wireless deployment handbook is out. So now that you know that, if you don't want to hear this, it's not a pretty story, okay? All right, here's the deal. I talked to someone that had inside information about what happened to Ernie, and that's the name of this blog, What Happened to Ernie. So if you get in wadeforwireless.com, What Happened to Ernie, I'm going to tell the story, okay? So you got to bear with me. How could a guy that is so highly respected, an icon in the communications and broadcast tower industry, have a fatal accident? How could it happen? How could this happen? I'm trying to figure it out. I spoke with someone that has some knowledge of the circumstances, and I thought maybe, you know, we could shed some light in the issue. I don't usually get this inside information, so this is good to share with everybody so you know what happens, okay? How someone so experienced, some guy that's just shy of his 65th birthday, could make such a tragic error. A guy that was up on an elevator could just make one mistake and have it end his life. That's right. I'm talking about what happened to Ernie Jones. So how could this happen? Well, when I spoke to someone, he gave me some background because he said basically that he talked to enough people and interviewed enough people. And I'm not going to reveal his name because he didn't want his name to be known. But I am going to tell you what happened right now. So get ready, people. Get ready. It's not a pretty story, like I said. So what do you think? You know, sometimes when you're in a tower industry, it's complacency. You just get comfortable with what you're doing. You don't pay attention. And just in a few minutes, something bad can happen, something tragic, something fatal. It can just happen. And it's usually because of a distraction. Think of how many times you're distracted. Think how many accidents there are out there because of texting while driving. It's some accident, something fatal that causes these problems. First, I want to talk about tower elevators. For most of you communication workers, you may not understand tower elevators because you work on 200 or 300 foot towers. When you work on towers that are 800 foot to 1,000 foot, you understand that they have an elevator that goes to the top just to save time, effort, and exertion. It's 1,000 foot, people. In this case, you know, it was several hundred feet, 500 or 600 feet. I don't know exactly what it was, but when they have these huge towers, usually 1,000 foot or, well, I gotta be honest with you, I put 1,000 foot or more in the blog, but usually it's more than 700 foot. With that said, I have climbed 800 foot towers with no elevator on them. This basically is about what happened to Ernie. Ernie was on this tall tower, it's a broadcast tower in Oklahoma City, you all know that. And the elevators, there isn't a company to maintain them anymore, okay? What happens is there's no longer a manufacturer that manufactures tower elevators because there aren't a lot of tower elevators made anymore. Several elevator companies tried to do this, but they all went out. They all just gave it up. They just discontinued the line. It wasn't worth it. And the people that built the tower elevators, it wasn't worth it to them because there's not that many built in a year, especially now in today's world. In today's world, there aren't a lot of tall towers built. So they didn't see the business case for keeping them on. So what happened? So for one, finding a skilled technician that works on these elevators is very rare. And the other thing that happens, if you ever worked on one of these broadcast towers that has an elevator in it, there's a safety switch on the door. The door is supposed to be closed and shut for it to work. They fail, they get broken. And to be honest with you, a lot of times the guys just bypass it. They just bypass it, put a jumper on the switch so it bypasses it or whatever. But my point is they just get around it because it's so much easier to go up and down with the door open than it is with the door closed. People ride on top of the elevators more than they do in them, and that's just for convenience. They can fit more on top. Usually when you're inside the elevator, it's very cramped, very tight, but on top, you can just ride on top. And it's very convenient. I talk to a lot of guys that ride on top of the elevators. So the elevators do need to be maintained, but it's hard to do when there's no company out there that really maintains it. Perhaps on the fortunate side, tall towers are not installed as much anymore. That's a good sign because these elevators are expensive and hard to maintain. And I don't know if there's any requirement out there. Maybe someone can tell me that if there's a requirement to maintain these. But chances are, a lot of these climbers probably never climb over 500 feet because they have the elevator to take them up and down. And then they go up, they tag ropes onto the elevator and everything else just so they can get it up there and they don't have to pull it up. It's actually tied onto the elevator. It just makes it easy. One thing you'll learn in the broadcast industry, there's a shallow resource pool, meaning there's just not a lot of people to work with there. So let's talk about riding up the elevator. Broadcast tower elevators are designed like any other elevator, with a maximum lift capacity. Unfortunately, when you're in a tower elevator, you don't really care about that. You just say, can it pull up the rope? Can it pull up five or six people? Can someone get on top of the elevator as well as in the elevator? Because usually they're very tight. Unfortunately, like a lot of construction equipment, not everyone uses them as a manufacturer intended. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, that a lot of times this equipment is not really used the way it should be. They tie ropes onto it. They put heavy equipment in there. They go way over the load rating. You know, what are you going to do? It's out in the middle of nowhere. However, most tower owners do their best to maintain the equipment and enforce compliance as best they can. Although that said, I have been told, depending on how many workers go up, you may ride inside or on top. You could use the elevator to pull up rope, to haul up equipment. And I don't blame them. That's a lot of work. And if you don't have a crane or if you don't have a winch, which most guys have a winch, they normally just put everything they can in the elevator. It depends what you're doing. You know, if you don't have to get a winch out there, why? You know, just take everything up on the elevator you can. We're all careful, right? We know what we're doing. And yet, look what happened. Something like this happened. And something like this happened when Ernie had his accident. So Ernie was on top of the tower to complete a structural study. And he was up there with a crew all day. And he came down, the crew came down, everyone's happy. They mapped everything they need to do on the tower. So the crew thought they were done and they were leaving. In fact, they left. They left the tower, right? Well, Ernie, before he left, being the thorough guy he is, being the thorough professional engineer, the PE that he is, found he missed something. And this was an issue. So he went back to see what he had to get. You know, he basically thought, oh, I got to get one more thing. I'm not going to call the tower crew back because four guys, another couple hours, they already left. He'd just go up and do it himself. There's an elevator there, right? How dangerous can it be? You know, he thought he had taken the safety precautions. He put the belt on. He was riding the elevator. He had let the broadcast engineer know he was heading back up. So they probably turned power down on the broadcast antenna. He had the Y lanyard, so he'd be sure he had 100% tie off with a safety lanyard. So what could happen? I'll tell you what happened. From what I heard, from what I was told, from what someone told me, he didn't observe two rules that are critical to working on any tower. One, he got a little complacent and a little careless, and he got distracted. Those all tie into one. Two, he didn't take someone else with him. He didn't take a buddy up with him to make sure he was doing the right thing and didn't make a dumb mistake and to cover for him in case something bad happened. Two things. Listen, I get complacent on the tower. I take chances because I know it's an educated guess of what I can do. Those were two things that he did. So I'm told he went up to complete one task. And apparently he completed it and he's getting ready to come down. And when he got back on the elevator, he had to call down to the station engineer. And that distracted him. And I don't know what else might have distracted him, but that was such a distraction that he never unclipped his safety lanyard from the cross member outside of the elevator. The door was open. He didn't have to close the door. It didn't pinch. He was more worried about calling the station engineer and getting down and going home. His thought was not on what he was doing at that particular moment. His thought was on what he was going to do next. And what he was going to do next was get down and go home. I honestly believe that's what he was thinking, because that's what I would be thinking. The ride down is generally, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. But the station engineer, when he heard him call down, he heard him hit the button down. And he heard the noise. He heard the elevator start down. And then he didn't hear another thing. All of a sudden, everything got quiet. All of a sudden, everything stopped. Ernie could have taken his hand off the button. Ernie could have just said, you know, I'm done talking. But instead, the engineer down in the station got a little nervous. He wondered what happened. He wondered why everything stopped. He wondered why he didn't hear or see the elevator coming down. He got curious right away. He was worried immediately. The engineer continued to call Ernie on the radio and on his cell phone. The engineer couldn't hear anything. He waited for the elevator to come down. It never came down. He waited 10 minutes. He waited 15 minutes. He waited 20 minutes. He called 911 for help. When he called 911 for help, the police came and the fire department came. They showed up immediately, well, within minutes, but it seemed like forever to the broadcast engineer because he was very worried. He was very concerned. He didn't know what was going to happen. He called tower crews. He was calling around trying to get a tower crew out there, trying to get someone to come up, trying to get someone that would rescue Ernie if something bad happened. Now remember, the elevator never came down. The engineer couldn't see the elevator moving. Nothing was moving. All they knew is that Ernie didn't come down. The police and the fire department showed up. Immediately they declared it an emergency scene and they were trying to figure out what to do. They called up to Ernie again. Silence. No answer in the phone, no answer in the radio, nothing. Can you imagine how that felt? Can you imagine what you're going through? The stress. So when that experience doesn't come down, doesn't answer his cell phone or his radio, he doesn't answer anything. Well, the fire department got so concerned he wouldn't let anybody up. They thought there was high voltage on the tower. And the broadcast engineer did manage to find the tower crew to come out there and go up. They knew it would be a 45-minute climb. 45 minutes to get up there. 45 minutes to rescue Ernie. 45 minutes to get to him. And they were delayed even more because the fire department was so concerned there was high voltage on the tower. They don't understand what tower crews do. They don't understand what tower climbers do. And this is one case where the fire department just was clueless. Not giving them a hard time. They were being overly cautious. That's what they do. But this is a rescue situation. Eventually they conceded. There's still no word from Ernie. No one can reach Ernie. And these guys are just arguing at the bottom of the tower. So eventually the broadcast engineer explained what was going on. And the tower crew got to go up. They started heading up. They climbed all the way up. It took over 40 minutes or so. But when they got there, it wasn't a pretty sight. They did find Ernie. What happened was, Ernie, just like I said, clipped off to the cross member outside the elevator, and he hit the down button. Immediately, when the elevator went down, it pulled him to the top of the elevator, to the ceiling, tight to the ceiling, pulled him in tight to the point where he couldn't breathe. Now, somehow, Ernie was able to get around and kick the kill switch on the elevator. Unfortunately, what happens on these kill switches a lot of times is the elevator shuts off, but it still drops a few more inches, and he was already compressed against the ceiling of the elevator. He was pinned. He was trapped. He couldn't get it loose, and apparently, he couldn't breathe either. The one piece of gear that was supposed to save him was suffocating him. Ernie could not breathe, could not catch his breath. He was trapped. He was pinned. He could not kick the up button to go back up. He couldn't do anything. He was stuck on the top of the elevator, on the ceiling of the elevator. He couldn't breathe. He couldn't move. He couldn't do anything. When the tower crew got there, they found him pinned to the top and unfortunately was no longer even trying to breathe. He was gone. Ernie died that day. Of asphyxiation, of suffocation. He couldn't breathe because the gear that was supposed to save him killed him because he didn't pay attention to taking it off the outside of the elevator and putting the clip inside the elevator. He was too distracted by the phone and the radio. How can this happen? How can someone like Ernie have this happen? Well, now we go into the backstory, right? I can only imagine what the crew felt. The crew must have been shocked, stunned. It must have been awful. It must have been horrible. I know a lot of you guys probably watch horror movies, but you can't imagine horror finding someone like that dead, pinned to the top of the elevator, and all you can do is hit the up button, get his body down, unclip him, and take him down so they can bury him. Must have been a very long ride down. It takes 15 to 20 minutes for that elevator to come down. Can you imagine that ride with him in there? The tower guys having to hold him, put him in there in the elevator, ride down with him for 15 to 20 minutes. It was Ernie's corpse in there. Must have been horrible. I feel bad for that tower crew. They must have had to suffer big time to do that. So what happened? The speculation is that he was so busy. With the upcoming 600 megahertz auctions, everybody's getting their tower mapped and figuring out what's going to happen on the tower in case they give up their broadcast licenses. I'm sure you've heard of it. But Ernie was doing as much as he could because he was uniquely qualified for these broadcast towers. He was a professional engineer that specializes in structural engineering for these towers. Ernie was highly respected in Nate. In case you're wondering why, he helped write the safety rules because he worked on so many of these tall towers that he was key and instrumental in setting the safety standards for the industry. Ernie Jones was a great man. Everyone appreciates him that knew him. It's amazing that just shy of 65 years old, he had more work than he knew what to do with. But that work that he loved so much distracted him from paying attention to something simple like unclipping before he got hit the down button in the elevator. Sad? Yeah, it is very sad. So what happened on the tower? I'm going to give you the speculation from my source. Basically, Ernie just wasn't paying attention. He got in there. He didn't have a climbing buddy. He had no one to check on him. He was more worried about what he was going to do next, which is probably get home after he got done on that tower, at least, you know, call it a day. So there are two things that mean a difference here. I want you to take away two lessons from this, if you're still listening. Two lessons that you can learn from. Pay attention to what you're doing. I know it's important to go home. I know it's important to get down. I know you're thinking of what you're going to do that evening, that night, or next, even. But the reality is, you have to pay attention to what you're doing. You, specifically you, that are up in the air, have to pay attention to exactly what's going on. And that's what Ernie didn't do. He just had a brief moment where he just didn't pay attention to exactly what was going on at that moment. And the other thing he didn't do is have a buddy with him. Perhaps if he'd had someone with him, they would have told him to unclip it. Perhaps they would have been able to hit the up button, the kill switch. Perhaps they would have been able to save him. But he was alone in that elevator that day, and that is not proper procedure. You really should have two people that high up. Someone there just to watch what you're doing and someone to help you out. Just someone to help you out in case something bad happens. Just someone to save your life. You know, he never unclipped from the cross member outside. He just didn't think of it. He was so worried about calling the broadcast engineer and getting down. And my point here is, the lesson of the day is this could happen to anybody. This could happen to anybody that just isn't paying attention to what you're doing at that moment, to being in the moment. Hey, I'm as guilty of it as anyone. But let's face it, be smart, pay attention to what you're doing at that moment. It matters. Arrive alive, you want to get home. Pay attention and be smart and safe. Paying attention is part of being smart and being safe. It just is. All right, everyone. This is just something to think about. Be smart, be safe, pay attention. Take care of yourselves out there. Make sure you get home alive at night. See ya.